According to my little screen, we're on TV. Welcome back. Did everybody enjoy their summer? Did you do your summer book reading? There will be tests later this semester. For those of us who have children who have been returned to school, they are now in full panic mode about the summer reading that they did not do. And I am laughing. Welcome back. It is good to be back. Many of us had some very good vacations, but it is now time to get back at it because I see a long list of contracts that the city manager is hoping to execute here very shortly, so we'll get at it. First order of business will be to go over the meeting agenda for Monday, August 22nd. So if you guys want to pull that up. Oh, and we will excuse the mayor. He is indisposed. Also, he was having a Twitter town hall this afternoon that's been rescheduled for the 22nd of September. So if anybody was interested in sending tweets to the mayor, that will be September 22nd. Everybody set?
Yeah.
Technology still working around here? All good? All right. So item number 1 through 3D. Nothing. 3E through 4B. Yes?
Vice Mayor. I have some questions on 4A through 4C. Is there a library person here? Yay, Heather's here. Kind of like a generic understanding of how we buy library materials and how they're different. And the one, well, 4A, B, and C, they're all yours, right? So the one question was regarding large print books and how you know, it's an odd contract. I don't understand how we buy large or how large print books are sold differently than regular books. And then the other one, okay, go ahead. And the other question is A and D both look like they're electronic, some like voice books, spoken word books, and how are those two items different?
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Vice Mayor Summers, Councilwoman Dina Higgins. We have three contracts, and you're right. They are similar but different. Contract B is the largest contract. It's with our big vendors. They handle all formats. These particular vendors would supply bookstores and even Amazon. So they handle everything. But in the publishing world, there are also niche distributors. So they often handle the specialized formats. So the contract A that you were asking about for our media materials, that would be all the different formats that audiobooks come in. So audios come in CD format. They come in playaway format, which are like little MP3 players, downloadable format, where people can download off of their computer. So all those different formats, because it's so specialized, certain vendors only supply those things. And yes, we could probably get them through Baker & Taylor or the other large vendors, but then we'd be paying a middleman, and our discounts would be less. So we do smaller contracts with these specialized vendors. Large print is the same way. There are certain publishers that only publish large print materials. We can get those items through the large distributors, but we'd be paying the middleman price and not getting the discount.
Great. Thank you very much. Very interesting.
Okay. Anything else on those items? 4C through 4G.
Vice Mayor, council members, item 4F will be removed from the agenda before Monday night. We found some additional work that wasn't included in the initial scope of work, and we need to figure out how to deal with that. So we'll bring that at a later time.
Okay. So 4F is off the agenda. 4H through 4J. Councilwoman Higgins.
I would be remiss, Vice Mayor, if I didn't point out the new fire station, 220, that is on the agenda for Monday night. Very excited. It's a great addition. And do you want to say anything, Beth? Sure, come on up. It's fun to see that we're using $4 million from the federal government.
Yes.
Yay. to help out.
Yes, this is fire station 220.
which will be located on Main Street at about 58th. And we'll be starting construction here in the next month or so. It's about a 10-month construction time frame. This is our second fire station under construction right now. 219 is under construction at Signal Butte and Elliott. And both of these two fire stations are receiving just over $2 million in FEMA grant money.
Great. Thank you. That that station is will be located at 58th Street and East Main, which is an area I know that Chief Beck had some concerns over, very large service gaps in an area that generates quite a few calls. I know Councilwoman Higgins was very excited about it because that is in her district, but serves District 6 because it's only a few blocks away, and we're based on the redistricting. Alex, you're welcome. from all intents, and don't expect anything from me for Christmas. Anybody else on that? 4K through 5E. Some more work down on Elliott Road. So, and that'll be east of Signal Butte. There's been a lot of improvements down there, Beth. By the way, Beth, Elliott Road and Signal Butte, you've done a very nice job on that. I had a few folks from the area send me an email and thank me, which I now extend to you, for the good work down there. We had a couple of rainstorms here in the last couple of weeks, and not a drop of water was left on the road. So they are very appreciative of that. Are all the little barricades down yet?
They should be here this week. We had to do some stuff west on Elliott this week, but they should be. There will be a couple other projects coming along in that same area. The frontage along First Solar on Elliott, as well as Signal Butte, we've got some work there. And we will very shortly be bringing a sewer line to extend down Elliott to the First Solar site to go under construction as well.
Right, and that's, I think, what this item is here.
The item actually that's on the agenda today is actually down at Ellsworth. That is the utility improvements down. This is the First Solar improvement, sorry. We also have some improvements coming forward at Ellsworth here in a little bit, too, for the freeway. Yeah. So,
well, they're pretty much dug into the fact that there's going to be a lot of changes going on in some construction. So, but that road's looking fantastic. Thank you. Okay. Anything else on this page? Okay. Item 5F through adjournment. You object to adjournment?
I do.
Oh. Councilwoman Higgins.
7A, would that be included in that page?
7A, yes, ma'am.
I don't know if anyone's here on that topic. Where did it come from? From Ed. Oh, hi.
Hi.
And it's just wording that when I'm reading, I just was not comfortable with. And it's under the Section 1, medical marijuana,
yes.
Under background. And I have to read it because I think it's funny. Currently, the sale of illegal drugs is subject to the city's retail sales transaction privilege tax. Yeah, I'm just, that is so not comfortable reading that I don't even, you know, is there any other way you can work that? Because currently the sale of illegal drugs is subject to the city's retail sale. I mean, that's ridiculous.
I can reword it to say the sale of drugs not approved by the Food and Drug Administration.
Well, that's the same thing, though.
Yes,
you know?
But and they really are taxable. Because it is a sale of tangible personal property. It's just what happened. It's the same issue with Al Capone getting...
I was thinking the same thing. Al Capone got nailed for tax evasion.
Nailed for tax evasion for not paying
taxes. We don't get you for smoking marijuana. We get you for not paying your taxes.
But we are just talking about medical marijuana, which was approved from Prop 203. So is there any way we can say... medical marijuana approved through Prop 203 is subject to blah, blah, blah? Because... I had the word illegal drugs is
we'll,
I just
we'll have city attorney's office.
Perfect. Great. Appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Okay, no problem.
That was an amusing catch. That's it for item number one. Item number two is to acknowledge receipts and minutes for various boards and committees. I have a motion from Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second from Councilwoman Higgins. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? No. Item number three, here reports of meetings or conferences attended. Dennis.
Vice Mayor, I'd like to report yesterday I attended the annual awards event for the business volunteers of Greater Phoenix. And Mesa came away with two really wonderful awards. Vern Mathern won the Arts Advocate of the Year Award for his work in connection with the Mesa Arts Center Foundation and MacFest. Every Saturday, I'm sure you've seen Vern walking up and down Main Street making it work so well. And he was recognized for his efforts yesterday. And additionally, the award for Large Business of the Year in Supporting the Arts went to Southwest Ambulance. And the judges noted Southwest's significant contributions to the Mesa Arts Center, our Independence Day celebration, the many arts organizations in Mesa and the East Valley that they support. So it was very nice to see the recognition from that group for these Mesa individuals and organizations. Thank you.
Very good. Anyone else? No? Wow. Several of us, I know, attended an event at Southwest Ambulance. We have a rather innovative approach to the contract with our ambulance transportation services. And Southwest Ambulance will do a regional contract with four cities that include Mesa, Apache Junction, Gilbert, and Queen Creek. This is, hopefully no one ever has to use an ambulance, but for folks who particularly live in my district, part of the difficulty was in certain areas because the population was low, they didn't have an ambulance standing by, they had to wait quite some time. But you combine the population in District 6 with areas of Gilbert and areas of Queen Creek, and all of a sudden there's enough folks there to warrant having an ambulance. So this is going to save us money. It's going to reduce response times. It is going to certainly save lives. And I need to thank Mr. Brady for some very hard work. Mr. Brady came to me one time and said he's got to go and have a meeting with the Department of Health Services on this ambulance contract, and I wished him the best of luck. You should have seen his face when he returned. He didn't understand, I think, what I was referring to. Chief Beck, Harry Beck, and all the chiefs in the East Valley. I know Scott Butler and his staff did a lot of work, as did many others. So that was a job well done. And that is in Dennis's district. They are headquartered regionally. Southwest Ambulance is headquartered regionally in Dennis's district. What else did we do this year? Had a few meetings here and there. See, all of us have had redistricting meetings. If you hadn't had the opportunity to go to a redistricting meeting, that website is available online. You can get in there, work some tools. There's one tonight, too. And yours is on Saturday, and I think Chris will tell you. So if you haven't been to your district, I'm sorry, is what I was referring to. If you haven't been to the meeting in your district, you can still go to, there are two more meetings coming up this week, or you can go online to the website. Online, the website, rather unique and interesting. You get to play with the districts, draw your own district line, balance out, try to balance out the numbers. So I know for those of us on the east side, we're a smidge overpopulated. I think you're just 20%. I think I'm 45%. So there's a lot of movement afoot. Had another meeting of the NEMSAC, which is a National EMS Advisory Council. That was done strictly by phone. We're talking about some issues related to certification, and I know that our state is looking at paramedic and EMT certification. That is something that is going to impact cities directly. Other than that, Mr. Brady, do you have scheduled meetings or conferences attend? General information? Sorry, I was reading the wrong line.
No, that's fine. I think the council is aware of tomorrow we have the first solar ceremony in the morning, so look forward to that significant event that's getting a lot of attention nationally. We also want remind the council our first council meeting will be Monday, August 22nd. We'll see you then.
Very good. All right, I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session. I have a motion from Councilmember Finter, second from Mr. Glover. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, we're in e-session.